Hey guys, what's up? This is Crystal Amar, and you are listening to Crystal on the Beat Hip Hop Podcast. Stay tuned for some really great interviews with golden era hip hop celebs, as well as some really amazing up and coming hip hop artists. Enjoy the show. Hey guys, what's up? Tonight's featured artist is Indio Chromatic, and we're going to listen to his latest track, Back to the Wall, featuring Cuban Link. But up first, here's his interview. Hey guys, what's up? It's Crystal Amar, and tonight's featured guest, I'm super excited to tell you, is Indio Chromatic. How you doing today?
Doing good, Crystal. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, and I'm so happy to have you back on the show, you know, and to see that you're doing so well right now.
Thank you so much. It's always an honor being with you here. I love your show, and you know, you can always count on me.
Awesome. So, why don't you take a minute, because some people are not going to know you from past episodes, and just tell us a little bit about where you're from.
All right. I was born in Chicago. I was raised in Trenton, New Jersey, and I live in Puerto Rico. So, and now I'm in Worcester, Massachusetts. I'm a bilingual artist. So my music is not English and it's not Spanish. It's bilingual. So every single song you listen of mine is always going to be English and Spanish. And I love hip hop. I do some trap, reggaeton, and whatever sounds good. If it's music and it sounds good, if it feels good to the ear, we're doing it.
Nice. I've literally never heard a song by you that I didn't like.
No, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I love the Spanish-English thing. I love when you rap in Spanish because it sounds super dope, but I love that you can rap in English too. And you're actually the only person I think that I've ever interviewed that raps in Spanish, which is really weird.
Oh, well. Hey, now that was the first time.
You know, I've spent some time trying to get people like off Instagram and stuff, and they never answer me. I'm like, all right, well, fuck you.
Hey, yeah, because people don't understand. A lot of people, they just because they make a song or a video, they think they're already famous,
right?
Without knowing that you had to work really, really, really hard. You had to make sacrifices. You had to do a lot of stuff for free. Shows, interviews, you know, and when they know you, then that's when, you know, people are going to pay for your work. And
right,
but it's the artist's job to make himself famous and to put himself out there. So
yeah,
you know, they missed out because, you know, your show is awesome.
Thank you. So I just started production on the show in the middle of June, and 2 days ago I hit 1,000 downloads.
Word.
So, and I only have 6 episodes. I'm like,
that's
damn.
That's
so, yeah, I'm pretty excited. It's doing really well.
That kind of happened last time with the first interview you did with me too, right?
Yeah, it was around that same time.
That one went pretty good too.
Yeah, I just, I closed that one out because this one is going to be like a combination of the celebs and then the indie artists. So it just made more sense to make a new one, you know? So I know you've been really busy lately. What is like your latest project that you put out?
All right. So right now, my main focus is on Back to the Wall. It's my first single for my album that's coming. And I had the honor to feature a legend, a living legend in the hip hop game. I got Cuban Link up in there with me. And I have another dope artist in there too, is Truant. You know, he's a new talent, you know, but I'm the executive producer of this song. So I put it all together.
Thanks.
You know, since the beginning, even before the verses were laid out, you know, I heard it in my head and I knew this song was going to be great. And thank God, you know, is the feedback is awesome. People are loving it. The streams on Spotify right now, we hitting 15,000 and it just came out.
Yeah.
You know, so it's pretty dope. You know, we still don't got the video. You know, when the video comes, it's gonna take it to a whole different level because we're gonna be able to project the people, you know, what we're trying to bring. You know, it's mature hip hop. We bring in that raw talent, we bring in something that, you know, we don't consider it special, we just consider it unique. You know, and And that's what that's what I'm trying to bring into my, you know, on my platforms. You know, I want to bring that real hip hop feel, you know, that people could recognize it and feel it, you know what I'm saying, in your heart, and you know, just rock to it.
Right, yeah.
You know, and that's something that I miss in the music, you know what I'm saying? But thank God, you know, everything's going good and we're gonna bring it back.
Yeah. Honestly, those are the only type of people that I fuck with. Either they're gonna be a golden era celeb that like really inspired me, or an indie artist that just has an amazing talent and good lyrics and their own unique perspective on hip hop, and they have to be what I consider like to be like legit hip hop, you know?
Yeah. So, and it's crazy because Cuban Link, you know, this I told him, I told everybody, you know, this to me is a dream come true. You know, Cuban Link always been on my top five artists of all time. You know, Flowers for the Dead is one of my favorite songs, and matter of fact, I had the honor to perform with him in Cambridge on Father's Day.
Nice.
We performed it for the first time. We had just recorded it. I'm talking about, we recorded it Friday, and Sunday we were performing it on stage. Nice. We killed it. But everybody loved it. And I know right there at that moment that song has a lot of potential to it.
Definitely. So I know that you are like the hardest working man on Instagram, and you're on TikTok now too. Do you want to give a little bit of advice to the other up and coming artists, like about promo?
Well, my advice is always, it's like Easy E said, any promotion is, how is it? Any promotion is good promotion.
Yeah.
You know, so just stay busy. You know, I stay busy all the time, and let people know that you out there, you know, just let everybody know, you know, you're here to work, you know, you're not here to be flashy. You're here to work, you know, to put in some music and entertain everybody, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, try to keep everybody suspenseful, you know, like, oh, you know, what is he going to come out with next, you know?
Right.
And that right there, that to me will be the best advice is, you know, be unique. Be original, you know what I'm saying? And I guarantee anything that's unique and original is going to call attention to people, and they're going to love it. And sooner or later, it's going to pay off.
Definitely. And you post so many like reels, but they're good ones. They're good reels. And actually, I'll be honest with you, a couple of them made me wonder if I'm straight. because yeah. of these chicks that you put in these videos, like one of these chicks, I was like, damn, wait, I feel like I like men. I thought I did, but it's goddamn, you know,
it's crazy because these models, right, they always, you know what I'm saying, like I've always had them on my, well, Instagram, you know, and I love them, you know, they I consider them some of the most beautiful women, you know, that I ever mm-hmm. seen. I respect the work a lot, you know what I'm saying? And you know, one day, you know, people, they always tell me like, yo, India, why don't you put girls in your videos? And you know what I'm saying? This and that. And I'm like, you know, cause my mind never been on that level, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to rap and do like little stories. And then I'm like, then one day I'm like, you know what, let's put a hot song with a hot chick together. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let's see how it works. And then from there on, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give homage to all the Instagram models that I love. I'm always, you know what I'm saying? I'm always showing love to them. You know what I'm saying? I tag them along, give them promo, you know, follow this model, check out my music. You know what I'm saying? It is a win-win deal, you know, and they could always count on me too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if any of the models or, you know what I'm saying, if they ever wanted to work with me, you know what I'm saying, all they got to do is just hit me up and I'm down with it.
All right, cool. And what's your Instagram so they can find you?
My Instagram is the same as my YouTube and Facebook and TikTok, Indio Chromatic. So it's Indyo and Chromatic. C-H-R-O-M-A. T-I-C is pretty long.
And I promise you, there are no women listening to this show, but you know, just in case one of their boyfriends has them listening to it or something, now you know where to find him.
Yeah, you know where I'm at, and I'm single too.
You heard that. So, and you guys can't see him, but he's real cute. So,
but I say I'm single, that, you know what I'm saying? So, if you ever want to say hi, don't you don't got to worry about nobody freaking out on you or nothing,
right? Good. yeah, so that's cool with the models. And I remember when you first started doing that, I remember there was this one chick that was like the first one that I saw you do, and that was a little while ago. So, you've been doing it for a while, but I bet you it's helping your likes and stuff.
Yeah, it helps a lot.
I bet.
Yeah, it's entertaining. It's very entertaining, and like I said, I consider these women very attractive, and it's an honor for me to make beauty with my music.
Yeah, definitely. I say that there's no women listening to the show. I think that 25% of my audience is women. And the other 75 is men from age 35 to 40, which is super specific. And it's funny because that's my age group, you know?
And it's kind of weird. Too. It's kind of weird, right? Like, but yeah. But when you put out unique, because that's what I call a unique product, because you're putting out stuff that's you're not making stuff up, or you're not lowering to target kids, or you're not using cartoons like to call attention from kids or right. stuff. Like when you do music that's coming out from your heart, or you're doing a work that's coming out from your heart, you're gonna attract the people, you know what I'm saying, from that same, that are on that mentality.
Right. I know exactly who my target audience is. Like I'm no fool, because one, I do not have a hard time talking to men. At all. Mm-hmm. Like I never have. And I know that they jive with, what I have to say. They like my vibe, and I'm not like other chicks. So,
you're really good at what you do.
Thank you.
You're very easy to talk to.
Thank you.
And since the first time I ever met you, we clicked, it was automatically, I have a lot. Yeah. I really like how you work,
Thank you.
You know I how appreciate to treat that. You know how to treat a talent. It could be a superstar. It could be a brand new artist. You give them that same love, and you gotta respect that.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I had to get over being starstruck. I'll tell you that right now. and I had to do it fast because my video, my podcast is done on video, so the guy, whoever it is, they can see me.
Yeah.
So if I'm they're going to see that I'm acting like an idiot and I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I had to get over it real fast.
But how to say practice makes perfection. So, the more you do something, and you rewatch it, you're like, okay, I'm not going to do that again. I'm
right.
gonna do this more. Thank God we got videos and stuff that helps us with that.
For real, definitely. Yeah. Because that's how you learn is watching what you did,
yeah.
and not doing it again.
Yeah, I like that with my shows, my performances. I haven't done shows for a while. I just got back on stage recently with Cuban, and so I noticed the difference. I noticed the difference when I rewatched the video. I'm like, all right. So now, what I'm saying? I got to work on this. I got to work on that.
Right.
And then, thank God. Thank God for the technology, right?
Right. Speaking of, do you have anything else coming up? Any shows?
I have a show coming up with Cuban Link in November. Nice. I mean, he has a show. I've been invited. And, I don't have all the information right now, but when it's available, I'll be letting y'all know.
All right, cool.
I have another show too coming up with June Daddy. That's my DJ over here in Worcester. And I don't have the info yet, but you know how I am. As soon as I receive the confirmation, I post it quick on my all right. platforms.
Yeah, so guys, make sure you follow him on Instagram. That way you know what he has going on. Because you want to know what he has going on. So
yeah, we got some surprises coming too.
Nice.
Yeah, but I'm the type of person I like to confirm everything before before releasing any news about it.
Right,
So,
definitely, because
yeah.
what happens if it doesn't work out?
Yeah, then you look
Right, you
stupid.
know, I've had that happen to me one time. I was actually dating this guy in Florida, and he was a rapper, and I stupidly decided to mix business and pleasure, and I offered him a podcast episode. And I had already done all the promo that it was coming out tomorrow. And all he had to do was spend half an hour with me and do his interview.
Yes.
And he never showed up and he didn't call me or anything. And then the next day he calls me like nothing. I'm like,
Yeah, that's
you don't
a
respect me and you don't respect what I do, obviously. And you blew
Yeah, but
it.
you see,
So.
but it's but things like that have to happen. You know, these things have to happen in your life, and that's what makes you into it turns you into a professional, because then that makes you work. Okay, all right, you don't respect my work. I'm gonna make you respect my work.
Right.
You
Yep.
know, so yeah, so you know, just because, all right, I was too nice, but now, you know, next time, for the next time, I'm gonna, you know, be a little bit more strict and more,
Yep.
you know, more ready, you know, when it comes to booking somebody or something like
Yeah. I have definitely learned in the last 3 years of doing this how to like put my foot down because rappers, not you, but a lot of rappers think that they can control me and that they tell me when we're going to record and they tell me when we're going to do this. And I'm like, no, this is the
Yeah.
crystal on the beat show.
And your time.
You
You're
know,
on your time.
like, and I have a full-time job and shit. Like, if I tell you to be there at 7 o'clock, be there at 7 o'clock.
That's it.
You
That's
know,
it. I won't
if
hear no
not,
no.
then you're not going to be on the show.
Yep.
Yeah. But I had to
Even
learn that.
yeah, and even like with the featurings too, you know what I'm saying? Like now, like I used to be I remember giving out a couple of featurings for free. And I noticed the difference when you know what I'm saying, when you give something out to somebody for free, than to really showing your value, you know, and start charging for your work. Because some people they won't appreciate that from you. They don't appreciate your time. They don't appreciate that what you know what I'm saying, all the effort you put into, you know, you utilize everything you have to give that person a platform or to give them a push. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they don't know how to appreciate that. That's why, you know, you don't charge people because you're bad. You charge people because you have to. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, so from now on, I have to charge people for a featuring. You know why? Because I had to pay my producer. I had to pay the studio time. I had to, you know what I'm saying? We had a lot of time goes into this, you know, and you never know how many times I gotta go back into that studio and book and book and book again until it's done. Because you think about it, if I'm doing it for free with you know what I'm saying? Like you're not considering none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that's why when I tell people, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we could work, you know what I'm saying? But you're gonna have to invest a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Not because, you know what I'm saying, like I want your money. It's because this is a teamwork. And I got to take care of my team, and everybody got to get paid, and everybody has to be covered. You know what I'm saying? So, if it wasn't because of the free featurings that I gave out, I wouldn't really, really value that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could have happened with something bigger, you know? And I thank God, yeah, I thank God, you know, it was like people, like, you know, just new artists that, you know, I just from the heart, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, bro, you know, I'm gonna give you, I know where you live. You know, you come from a hard situations, and I'm gonna give you this featuring. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna put it up, and you're gonna receive royalties for the rest of your life, and you didn't have to pay nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I did that from the heart. I don't want nothing back from you. You know what I'm saying? And to this day, I'm like that. But you know what I'm saying? We gotta eat. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you want to work, you're gonna have to work with us. You know what I'm saying? And do it the right way.
Definitely. All right, this is a good point. We're going to take a little break and listen to your joint with Cuban Link, Back to the Wall.
And
So, all
truant.
right, we'll be right back, guys.
Chromatic. Linking with the Cuban. Mr. Liquor Shot. Don Q. Cold and sweat. Yes. You know how we start. Straight from the Bronx. All around the world.
wanna, you know, get me caught in your number. They don't wanna see me with my motherfucking back to the wall.
Put my back to the wall. You know I'm coming, I'm swinging, I'm ready for war. I got a Glock with a beam in the same in the truth. You see my life and you wonder how much it will cost. You really try me, putting my back to the wall. Lean, Kareem, when I post on the block. Demons, scheming, know they want me to drop. Yeah, you see my life and you wonder how much it will cost. You really try me, putting my back to the wall.
My back from the wall, that's when I happen to brawl. The best is the cracking them jaws, rapping them like I was packing them back in the act. And start clapping it off, then go laugh it off. Nigga, you heard me, you ain't worthy of getting my mercy. This ain't a game, remember my name is the same as the chain. I came from the place that they birthed me. You've been the link, fuck what you think. You just a puppet, I'm stuck on a string with nothing to bring. Up to the ring, I'm really covering the cloth of a king. So shut the fuck up and get under the wings. Like you're supposed to do ya, nobody knows ya. You're doing the most like a troll out of toasters. Gotta expose ya, and make you a poster. That's another roast to those that knows ya. As we propose a coast of nose to toast to show your ghost of closure. Throw that I told ya, I'm not gonna fold a bend. I go to the end for Dolo Manolo with all of my 10 toes down in the ground. I defend.
You know I'm coming, I'm swinging, I'm ready for war. I got a Glock with a beam in the same in the truth. You see my life and you wonder how much it will cost. You really try me, putting my back to the wall. Lean, Kareem, when I post on the floor. Demons, scheming, know they want me to drop. Yeah, you see my life and you wonder how much it will cost. You really try me, put it
on my back. Yo soy el cantante, el diamante de Trenton, cegando farsante. Fuck tu carácter, maleante de implante. Después que los coins se meten formante. Yo llego matando la to. El mundo es mío y me quedo con to. Traumático, ¿qué te pasó? Salte de trono que aquí vengo yo. Dime qué te pasa a ti. Tú no quieres combatir contra el MC. Yo te voy a decir lo que va a pasar. Yo me quedo aquí, tú te vas a marchar. Por la mala puerco yo te voy a pasar. Tu Navidad acaba de llegar. Puerto Rico y Cuba, tu muerte segura. Nos vamos a la guerra, yo no fumo juca. La rubia, la puta, la que a mí me gusta. Te pones pendejo y te parto la nuca. Sembrando el terror como Tony Montana. Fumando curses de por la mañana. Estos cabrones que hablan y hablan se pasan ladrando, pero no hacen nada. Straight out of Boston, no te confunda. Estos raperos pendejos se fustran.
You know I'm coming, I'm swinging, I'm ready for war. Yeah. I got a Glock with a beam in the same minute. You see my life and you wonder how much it will cost. Try me, putting my back to the wall. Lean, Kareem, when I post on the floor. Demons, scheming, know they want me to drop. Yeah, you see my life and you wonder how much it will cost. You really try me, putting my back to the wall.
All right, man. So I have to say that that track is just super dope. I love it. I did the review segment, The Beat Bunnies, with Jessica, and we were both just like gushing over it. And she had never heard your music before. And she was like, I got to check him out. So I sent her a couple links to a couple of your songs. So we really like it.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. So we were just talking on the break, guys, and you didn't get to hear it, but we were talking about how you can't really trust some people with the information that you're a rapper or that you make music or that you do anything really successfully, because they'll try to bring you down. And you had some interesting things to say about it, you know?
Yeah, it's been on that side, it's pretty tough. That I had to hide it sometimes, like when I go to work, if I get a job or something like that, you know, like I won't even tell people I do music. I just go work, get my check and leave, you know?
Right.
because a lot of people, I never understood this from, you know, because I'm the type, when you do something good, I'll applaud you, you know what I'm saying? I will freaking, mm-hmm. I'll rise your vibration even more, like, you know what I'm saying? I will boost you up, you know? And that's one thing I never understood, that how you could get attacked for something good or something positive that you're doing with your life.
Yeah.
And so it's just good to get at a point, you know, just keep it to yourself. You know, and I treat it like a regular job. You know, I go to my day job, you know, put my work in, I get out of there, go to the studio, record,
right?
And I try to keep that separate. And yeah, it works better that way.
Definitely. I mean, now, right now, I'm working remotely, so I don't have to deal with people in person. And I probably don't come off this way because I've done, you know, like 300 interviews and stuff, but I don't particularly like other people. I just turned 40 and like I definitely prefer to read alone in my house or like whatever. Like I'm not trying to go out. I'm not trying to do that kind of stuff. And so working remotely for me is a fucking dream come true. You know,
and it's not even that, because that's how your mind is processing it, that it ain't that you don't like people, is that there's two different people. There's some people that will absorb people's energy, and then you're the type of person that you have to stay away from them,
right?
Because you will open up, and then, you know what I'm saying, you will start absorbing negative
from
the people. And you know what I'm saying, like like it's more complicated than that. But you know, I'm a loner. I'm like, anybody that knows me, they know I'm always by myself, locked in with the headphones on, and I'm working. But you know, but I stay away, and it's not because I have a problem with anybody. It's just that I work better that way.
Right.
I'm at peace. I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I entertain myself. So
me
I write
too.
You know, my mind is a freaking circus. My mind is like constantly like music playing, writing songs, coming up with video ideas, making graphics. Like I'm constantly, you know, doing all this stuff.
Right.
You know, like right now I'm working with Cuban and you know, so I'm doing covers with them, you know, for upcoming projects that they're coming with. And it keeps me very entertained, but I had to be alone, and you know, so I could work and get the job done right.
Yeah, in my opinion, you cannot really come from the bottom and build yourself up if you are in a relationship, because you know, unless they are super fucking supportive, but most people are not. Most people are going to see you doing good, and they're going to start trying to bring you down.
Yeah, it's turning into competition.
And
yeah, it's good to get to know the people, you know. Is some people are really hard to read.
Yeah.
Some people go, but like I always say, you can only hold up a mask like for 6 months. After that, you know, people always show out their true selves.
Definitely.
You gotta be patient. You know, be patient and always know that you don't need nobody to live. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's good to have a partner, but at the end of the day, you know, we don't need nobody to live. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like we could do anything on our own. But
yeah,
it's good and it's better if you got somebody that's working with you at the same level. You know what I'm saying? And that right there, it just becomes a force. You know, and I always say that when a couple is on the same level and with the same mindset, yeah, these are power couples. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can make it anywhere.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I'm literally coming up on 11 years being single. And the reason that I do that, a lot of people, especially women, they're like, aren't you lonely? I'm like, no, I'm not lonely. I'm happy.
Hey.
And, you know, I spend so much time working. Like I work my job and then I work on the podcast and the blog and, you know, whatever else I'm doing. And just like you, my mind is always like doing a million different things. Like I'm either on my phone promoting or I'm on my computer promoting.
Yeah.
And that's just the way that it is all the time.
Yep.
And I just haven't found anybody in the last 11 years that like was worth my time, because my time is so valuable to me.
Yeah, it's gonna hold you back. You're better off just, you know, working by yourself.
Definitely.
But the what you're doing is you're making a sacrifice. You have to sacrifice all that, all the hangout. You gotta sacrifice all that stuff that's gonna just take away time from you.
Right.
If, you know what I'm saying? If you're trying to build your own business, because that's what it is. These are businesses, you know. Yep. Artists is a business, labels are business, you know. So in order for you to build that, you really, really had to put a lot of work. And the less distractions you have in your life, you know, the better things come out.
Absolutely.
And always try to find people that are on your side and people that show you respect. You know, if you got people like that around you, you best just get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? Just get away from them. You know what I'm saying? And it's better off alone than, you know, hanging out with people that are going to hold you back.
Exactly. And you are the sum of your group of friends, you know? So if I'm spending time with like negative people that don't do anything to like better themselves, and that, cause that's who I always did hang out with. Cause I was a drug addict until I was 30 years old, you know? So I spent all those years hanging out with people with the same mindset as me that were just big, you know, losers just like me. And then I got sober, I was like, oh,
you opened your eyes. Yeah.
Cause,
all that what you're doing is that you're manifesting everything, all the negative that they're bringing around you. That's what you're going to manifest into your daily routine.
Yeah.
Once it becomes a routine, to get out of it, it's going to be hard, because your life is going to construct that way. It's going to get, you know what I'm saying? Your mind ain't going to know what's a positive pathway if you never created a positive pathway with positive friends.
Definitely. So, you know, and they say, you know, your habits actually build your personality, not the other way around, you know? So your brain gets used to doing something, and then that's your new personality.
There you go. Yeah.
So
you keep repeating the same cycle over and over and over.
Yep. Again. Yeah. So, but you know, I mean, I got sober and then I realized how much potential I had, and I just, the more I worked on it, the more I was like, oh, I don't need anybody to, like, I travel all over the place by myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I do everything alone, and I'm totally cool with that, you know?
But but if you look at it, because we be alone all day working, you're never alone, because you're working with thousands of artists. You know what I'm saying? You're networking with thousands of people that are on your side, people that are supporting you, people that you don't even know. That's like, to me, like, I've had people send me messages, people I never met in my life.
Yeah.
They told me stuff that I never heard from people that I've had next to me my whole life.
Right.
You know, like messages that sometimes, you know, I'm like, wow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this person really respects my craft, wishes me the best. Like, you know what I'm saying? People from all over the world.
Yeah.
And, you're never alone. Just because you're alone working, but you're networking with thousands and thousands of people. So, you know, at the end of the day, people, you're always alone. Like, I'm connected more than you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm mentally and spiritually connected to my crowd.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? With you, it's just a physical relationship. You know what I'm saying? What's up? Bye. You know? And you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, you hang out by yourself, but you're not alone. You got thousands of people with you, working with you.
And that's something else too about your music and about like Never Nair. We have communities. We're building communities around what we do. You know, we're not doing it alone. Like, I'm doing it, I've interviewed like 300 other artists. You know, without you guys, I would be nothing. But like, also, your music is so relatable, and you are building, you know, your own community. So, I mean, it's pretty dope. I hear kids.
not my kids. I've been on a mission. I've always been this way. I like helping people. I want to help people. You know, but I can only help you if you let me help you. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's my mission, is that I would like people to understand that if I come into your life, it's for a reason. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna back you up, and whatever you got going, you know, I'm down with you.
Right.
And that's the type of mission I want to take everywhere I go. I want to be able to help. I want to be able to open people's eyes. I want people to know that just because you're a drug addict doesn't mean you're a nobody. Doesn't mean you're trapped forever. You know what I'm saying? I could show you the solution. I could talk with you.
Yeah.
I could open your mind to a whole different, you know, so to a whole different mindset, you know?
Yeah.
And thank God I've been able to, you know, to uplift a lot of people in my life, you know, that at the end of the day, you know, like my life could be falling apart, but I could close my eyes and freaking smile and be like, wow, I just dropped some dope music. I got some people banging to some good music. And I helped, you know, certain, I heard this guy, I helped that guy, I helped them. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, I could take that in and freaking feel proud of myself that I know I did something right, you know?
Definitely. All right, man, as much as I would talk to you probably for the next 3 hours, we are totally running out of time. So, and I know that you wanted to give some shout outs. So why don't you go ahead and hit us up with your shout outs?
Yeah, I want to send a shout out to all my friends and family, you know, to all my followers out there, you know, they always, you know, show up when I need them. I want to send a special shout out to Cuba Link, to Eddie Ramos, to Goya and Tony. These are the CLK Entertainment crew.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys, you know, they're super humble, you know, and since the day I met them, you know, I get along with them a lot, you know what I'm saying? And
nice.
I wanted to tell them that I appreciate, you know, the work they've done with me. I want to send a shout out to my producer, to Mix by Bam, Bam Bam, right? Another shout out to DJ Jundari. That's my DJ here. He's the one that he's been putting me on shows out here, you know, and let him know, you know, I'm grateful for everything he's doing with me. And to my sponsors, you know, my main sponsor is JV Tent. He's located here in Grafton Street in Worcester, Mass. So if you need your car system or your tents done, or, you know, and you're in Worcester area, go check them out.
Nice.
And my other sponsor is San Miguel Grocery on Canterbury Street. So, you know, you want to go to a bodega where they're going to treat you nice and respectfully, go check out, you know, my people over there.
That's awesome. All right. Well, you know, I always love having you on the show. And so definitely it was great to have you again. I can't tell you enough how proud I am of how you're doing. You're doing such a good job.
Hey, thank you so much. Same as here.
Thank you. All right, man. It was nice talking to you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right. Peace.
All right, guys. So that was Indio Chromatic out of Worcester, Mass. And make sure that you follow him on Instagram and subscribe to his YouTube, because he's blowing up and you want to know when he's near town or what he has going on. Up next, we're going to listen to the Beat Bunny segment featuring me and Jessica. Hey guys, what's up? It's Crystal Lamar, and you're listening to the Beat Bunnies with Jessica. How you doing, Jessica?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm pretty excited about this one. So today we listened to Back to the Wall featuring Cuban Link by Indio Chromatic. What did you think of that song?
It was definitely a vibe. As soon as I heard it come on, I started bobbing my head. So
right.
I was really into it.
Yeah, I love Indio Chromatic, and I love his like reggaeton sound. It's like it's so different because he mixes it with like that Americanized like hip hop type style.
Right. And he's new to me, but just this song alone makes me want to explore, because like you said, it's really different. And I don't know, his whole style. I just really like his style.
Yeah, me too. And actually, since I interviewed him last, he has been blowing up. Like, I made a promo video for him 2 years ago, and I just saw it on his Instagram, and it had like 1400 likes. I'm like, what the hell? I think I got like 14 likes when I made that video. So he's been blowing up. And I love when he raps in Spanish, because it's just, you know, that like whole Spanish English thing is really appeals to me.
Yes. And it's some, because when I was listening to it, I was trying to like look up the lyrics just so I could follow, you know, what he was saying, but it was almost at the same time, I was like, I don't even care, this is just such a vibe.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely true. And actually It's a funny story. Like a few months ago, I was driving in Florida and I had my windows open and I was bumping one of his songs and I stopped in traffic and the guy next to me asked me what I was listening to. So sorry, guys, my dog is
Spreading
crying.
the
So yeah, I told him. So I like was promoting him by accident in Florida.
Yeah, well, that definitely probably fits the whole scene there too, you
Right.
know. Oh, yeah,
So
but yeah, great artist.
yeah, I definitely really enjoy him, and we're gonna be doing an interview with him next, guys. So stay tuned for that. And Jessica, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good.
All right, so that was the Beat Bunnies featuring Jessica. She's our newest writer on Never Nair, and her articles are doing really well. People love them. Be sure to check us out at nevernair.com. Hey guys, are you looking for more episodes of Crystal on the Beat? We're available on all streaming platforms. Make sure you follow us, and if you like the show, give us a good review. Thanks. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening to Crystal on the Beat. If you're interested in being featured on the podcast, go to nevernair.com/submissions and submit your links for review.